Welcome back. Halfway through hour number two in Southern California, I am Jim Rome. All right, coming off that conversation with Charles Barkley, looking ahead to next hour, I've got Dallas Cowboy DeMarcus Ware. But as promised, I'm joined by the commissioner of the NBA. He was elected as the NBA's fourth commissioner back in February of 1984. And there he remains. He joins us once again. David Stern is my guest. Commissioner, it is great to have you back. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. Good afternoon and good morning.
Good afternoon and good morning. You know, Commissioner, typically at this point, I would spend the first couple of questions trying to gauge what kind of a mood you're in today. But I think I'm going to be really bold and come right out and just ask you, what kind of a mood are you in today? Are you happy? Are you stoic?
I'm feeling, as I said to the press yesterday afternoon, we're so spectacularly pleased. The season was much better than we expected or could have even hoped for. The playoffs have been great, and America is showing its enormous, enormous appreciation and love for this game, and we're gratified by that response.
So, in other words, you
just got the overnights from last night. There, you know, the highest ever for the first game of a series on ABC. It's just been terrific.
I was going to say, so you say you're in a great mood, but you sound like you're in a pretty good mood.
Okay. However you, I don't spend much time analyzing it.
I'm not going to mess with you today, Commissioner. I think I'm going to go right to it.
Well, talk to me about what Charles said.
In fact, it's a good place to start. And not only can I talk to you about what Charles said, I can play for you something that he said. This is very interesting. He said, and I quote, well, I'm going to play it for you, the biggest problem in the world today, not just basketball, the biggest problem in the entire world today, Commissioner, is AAU ball. Listen to this, and then I'll get your response.
The worst thing ever happening in the world is, to the whole world, even tsunamis, tornadoes, hurricanes, is AAU basketball. Worst thing ever happened to the world is AAU basketball. You know, they put all the stars on the same teams. These kids compete against each other from the age of, like, 16. Like, I didn't play against Michael Jordan until I got to the NBA. But these other high school players, they start that AAU crap at such a young age. So they're not competing like we did against each other, to be honest with you.
All right, let me jump right in there. Commissioner, what is your response to him saying that AAU basketball is the worst thing not only in basketball but the entire world?
I think we need to be a little bit more nuanced. I very much appreciate what Charles says, and I'm not sure it's fair to use the word AAU to describe all traveling teams and summer ball. AAU is only some small part of it. But he is right that there needs to be a reformulation of what goes on. And write this down and then, you know, hold me responsible in 2 years if we don't take care of it. The NBA and the NCAA have a joint organization called iHoops, which is going to try and does already certify coaches for these programs, talk to all of the kids in these programs and their parents, and be a resource for what goes on. We also are trying to solicit and have solicited and gotten the cooperation in a preliminary way of the athletic shoe companies, because they are very much invested in these summer programs. Both Adidas and Nike have been big supporters of us getting involved in this. And so I think that Charles has a point, but I think that we need, all of us who are responsible in basketball, have to look at this. And one other thing, I think there's another thing that's, it might even be worse than the point of Charles, and that is that there are youngsters who are 12, 13, 14 years old, and they are playing more games in the summer than their bodies can take. And we all in the basketball community have to be looking at that part of the problem as well. So I'm with Charles generally. I think it's overbroad. I don't think it's particularly fair to the organization known as the AAU. But he's raising a proper alarm.
NBA Commissioner David Stern joining us. You know, one more thing he said. We were talking about the Dream Team documentary, which is airing on NBA TV. And he said, you know, he brought this up without me even mentioning it, Commissioner. He said, I want to talk about Isaiah Thomas being left off that team because Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan said that they didn't want to play with him. His take was, I think that's unfair and I'm disappointed. It was a once in a lifetime opportunity for Isaiah Thomas that he was denied. And he expressed disappointment that that's the way that went down. Is that the way you remember it, and is that the way it went down? Was he blocked from that team because the Bulls didn't want him?
I honestly can't speak to that. I don't know. I don't remember. I was less involved in USA basketball and its machinations than I am now. So I can't tell you what the exact selection process was.
Can you say who made the call at that time? Whose decision was that?
The ultimate call was the head of USA basketball, who was Dave Gavitt. And, you know, he and the board at that time. It was a different kind of an organization than it is now. And I just don't know what was happening then.
Fair enough. If you had to put yourself in that position, how would you have handled that?
I would have had Isaiah on the team.
You would?
He's one of the great talents, Hall of Famer, who had two championships and was on the cusp of a third, and he played that position in some ways like it, you know, like no one else ever played it or has since. He's one of our great players.
NBA Commissioner David Stern joining us. You see OKC, which is a tremendous success story, which I know you take a great deal of pride in. They're playing great basketball. They're great young talent, great community.
I can't handle it here, Jim.
How come?
Because they're being too nice to me.
Don't you like it when people are nice to you?
I'm just not used to it.
Well, you know what you could do? I'll tell you what you could do if that bothers you. You could get on a plane and go to Seattle.
Yeah, well, I tell you the truth. I hope someday to do that, too.
I wouldn't do it this week.
Well, I don't know. I think that, you know, Oklahoma City had this, you know what they did here? They not only had a building that was NBA ready, they spent $125 million to make it more NBA ready and do all of the improvements for it so it would be a first-class major league arena. And good for them for having done it. It was sad that we couldn't have such an arena in Seattle, but the mayor and I met the mayor of Seattle this past week. I guess it was last week. No, it was this week.
It was Monday, wasn't it?
Monday. You know, yeah. The days are coming together. They have plans for a new building, so we'll see where that goes.
Is that going to go anywhere?
It sounds like it is. It always takes a process of permitting and negotiations and actually finding a team if there is one. But at least they understand the issue.
You know, New Orleans won the draft lottery, which, of course, produced the usual round of speculation that maybe the lottery was fixed. I know that you appreciate a good conspiracy theory as much as the next guy. Was the fix in for the lottery?
You know, I have two answers for that. I'll give you the easy one. No, and a statement. Shame on you for asking.
You know, I understand why you would say that to me, and I wanted to preface it by saying it respectfully. I think it's my job to ask because I think people wonder.
No, it's ridiculous, but that's okay.
I know that you think it's ridiculous, but I don't think the question is ridiculous because I know people think that.
Stop beating your
I'm not saying that I do, but I think it's my job to ask you that.
Have you stopped beating your wife yet?
Yeah, I don't know if that's fair. I don't know if that's fair.
Why is that?
Because I think that there are, and I know you read your emails, and I'm sure you follow things virally and on Twitter. People really do think it, whether it's fair or not.
Well, they think it because people.
You don't think the question's fair to ask if your fans think it?
Silly questions. I expect it to be written about, and you know, I commented last night at my presser that there was one guy who I won't dignify by naming, says, I have no reason to know anything, and I don't know anything, but I tell you, I believe it's fixed. Okay, that's good. Why is that? Well, because this team won it, and if that team won it, it would have been fixed also. And if that team won it, it would have been fixed also. And if every team was invited to have a representative there, and if there were four members of the media there, and if Ernst & Young certified it, you still think, yes. So I guess I think two things.
What's your response to this? I think two things. Number one, I don't think so. I don't think so, and I'm not covering myself. I don't think so, but I think by asking the question, it would not suggest that I think so. But the one thing I would say, the league does own the team, does it not?
Yes.
Does that not make the question fair?
I don't think so. Number one, we sold it. We're going to close this week. We already have established our price. I think that if it had gone to Michael Jordan, and which was the next team, up with in terms of a high percentage, there was that, oh, David's take care of his friend Michael. And if it had gone to Brooklyn, which is going into Barclays Center, it would have been fair to speculate, I suppose, that, you know, we want to take Brooklyn off of the mat. So there was no winning, and people write about it, and it's okay to write about it, and we sort of expect it, but, you know, that's not a question that I've been asked before by a respectable journalist.
I think I understand why you're frustrated by that. I think that I understand why that would upset you. I would hope that you would not hold that against me.
I wouldn't hold it against you. I've you and I have been into more contentious discussions than that.
I don't know. I'd put that one right up there.
Well, you know, it's good copy, and you do things sometimes for cheap thrills.
I did not do that for a cheap thrill. That's not what that was.
Well, it sounded like it.
No, not at all. See, that's my point. That's where you and I, that's our point of disconnect. That was not a cheap thrill, and I was not throwing anything against the wall, and I was trying to be as respectful as possible. I'm just saying that people wonder about that. And I don't want to ask a question by, here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to say, hey, Commissioner, people would say, because I'm going to ask a direct question, but people did wonder. But that was not a cheap thrill.
Well,
I got no thrill out of that.
It's a cheap trick.
No, flopping is a cheap trick.
No. But listen, you've been successful in making a career of it, and I keep coming on.
Making
so
a career of what, though? Commissioner, see, that I take great offense to that. Making a career of what?
What offense?
Cheap
are
thrills?
Taking? Are you taking offense?
I am now. Now I am. If you're saying
now
that I've made a career of making cheap thrills.
Your time, you know, taking on the world, and now Jim Rome is pouting? I love it.
No, I'm not pouting.
It's
I take
great.
Offense. There's a difference between pouting and taking offense. I take offense to that, like you took offense to the question. What if I said, were you pouting when I asked the question?
Taking offenses. You want to hang up on me?
No, I can't hang up on you because I'm running out of time. I would never hang up on you.
Okay. Listen, I got to go call somebody important like Stephen A. Smith now. He's up next.
All right, you go make that call, and I'll go talk to somebody else too, I guess, myself.
All right.
All right, Commissioner. Have a nice day. I did not hang up on him. We are officially out of time. We will come back and reset that momentarily. Stay tuned.